Going through hard things in life and overcoming them with the Lord's help is one way that the oil of anointing, which is the life through our lives, is produced. In other words, it is the crushing of the olives that produces the oil for the lamp. Although I'm grateful and love it when it happens in a less painful way. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony, and they did not love their lives unto death. Revelation 12:11. My sister and her husband had been through 7 hard years of losing several loved ones. I watched as the Lord relentlessly loved them through this difficult time. But near the end of that season, I saw something that just was so overwhelming. I saw the desert, the dry and barren places, become a fertile place of life and fruitfulness. Instead of death, I saw physical manifestation of life in every area of their lives. When they were in the kitchen, love through them produced an experience of creative, flavorful, and beautifully presented cuisine. Their garden thrived, as did the local wildlife. There's so much more to say about this that they're enjoying, and that all that's happening in a life-giving way to those who visit them. The desert of death became a spring of life, and love literally manifested. It's overwhelming even to think about it. The spiritual things we understand are given to us so that life will manifest for those to experience the beauty and the majesty of God around us. I'm so grateful to Jesus that he found his friends after the resurrection. It was for purpose. It changed the world, and we are spirit, yes, but we live in a kingdom and we bring it into reality. So we, the body of Christ, needs to begin to live in that resurrection. In the past year or so, the Lord has been speaking to me about building Goshens. And as I'm speaking to you, many people are talking about this now from different perspectives. I see it simply as you are, as you're led of the Spirit, you are producing life around you. You walk through deserts and they turn into gardens by the light and the vibration you release. I believe Ephesians 2:10, you have good works prepared and a path you can take. The scrolls or books are uniquely designed for you. Take the path of life. Choose life. When my daughter was in 5th grade, she wanted to be baptized, and we had been sprinkled, but she wanted to be dunked, so I decided to join her. We both were baptized at New Covenant Church in Jackson, Mississippi, in front of the congregation. And in this church, when the baptized come up out of the water, they hold a microphone and expect a response. I still remember what came out of my mouth that day. I said, "I love the Lord Jesus Christ with all my heart and will follow his Spirit wherever he takes me." Almost immediately, the Spirit of God moved us to Virginia and began to show us the Holy Spirit moving through the Baptist church. It was an amazing time. The Spirit of God through you is light and life, creating and manifesting and building in everything around you as you are led by the one who relentlessly loves. Do you believe it?